Police say a 911 call alerted them to the incident in which 58-year-old Richard Phillips shot his 55-year-old wife, Linda Budsman, outside their home in the rural township of Eaton. The two were in the midst of a bitter divorce. The 911 call came from someone attending a wedding reception at a nearby supper club. He told the operator he ran outside when he heard a woman screaming for help.
It is physical. He is on top of him. He says he has a gun.
On top of the female?
Yes.
Male said he had a gun?
Yes, he did.
Did you see a gun?
He's shooting at her.
He's shooting at her?
Yes, he's shooting at her right now.
When police arrived on the scene, both Phillips and Budsman were dead. Police say Budsman had complained that her husband had been harassing her recently, but there'd been no reported incidents of physical abuse before the murder. Karen Faulkner is the director of a Green Bay domestic abuse shelter called Golden House. She says there are community resources available that can help prevent such tragedies, and friends and neighbors can play a role.
That doesn't mean that they can make it stop or that they can be the person to take action necessarily, but at least by letting that individual and that victim know that you're available to them, that you're there to help if they need it, you're there to listen, helps them understand that there is hope.
Next week, the Wisconsin anti-violence effort will carry out a statewide Hearts and Souls campaign in 5 cities. It's a display of 467 pairs of empty shoes, symbolizing the number of gun deaths in the state each year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.